Sharm's blog, Monday, March 14th, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharm from sharmamiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Hey everyone, got the iRiver run a little bit late. That's cool. I figured I would actually start recording now when I'm actually in the car, so you could hear the car starting up and all that good stuff. Hold up. There we go. Get on out of this garage. See, I've never actually recorded for you all as I'm literally leaving. I had the laptop. Oops. Okay. Shut the garage. Whew. Another Monday. Boy, do I hate Mondays. Another day back at work. At least I'm technically supposed to be on spring break this week, and even though I'm going to be in the office every single day anyways. But, this way I don't have to go into class at least. I wonder which way I should go. How bad the parkway would be. Nope. Take the parkway instead this morning. What was that? Oh, my little air freshener dropped. I'll find it when I get in the office. Anyway, sorry about that. Let me get started with the actual show for today. I have show notes typed up, of course, which I always like to do. I wanted to first off some podcast news, let you all know to check out my review of the IFP 780 MP3 player, which I just picked up on Friday. Got delivered to my house, and I've been using it. I'm using it right now. It's a great little device. It allows you to plug in a microphone and earbuds as well, so you can actually hear what you're recording, which I'm using right now, which I know you're not supposed to drive with headphones on, but because of the fact that I've got a microphone, I mean, I'm hearing everything anyway, so it's not like it's making that big of a deal. Okay, I'm at a stoplight. I wonder if I can find where that air freshener dropped to. Where'd it go? It's one of those little, like, ones that sticks onto your dash, and it dropped and hit my leg, so it was like, I feel something. Anyways, it's so cool. Now I can actually hear what you all get to hear, because I don't usually play back my entire podcast and listen to them, but now that I got all the background noise, I can hear that. So anyways, I had a few things to talk about on today's show, but I first wanted to start out by giving a few shout-outs to people who have been checking out my blog lately. I got a couple voicemails that I'm going to play at the end of the show, of course, but I wanted to first say hello to, first off, Dave McDowell from the Raised Eyebrow and Reform Coffee Shop. I've been listening to his podcast actually for a while on openpodcast.org, and I had no idea that he was actually listening into mine, so it was kind of cool to get a voicemail message from him and find out that he was actually listening to my my blog and stuff, which was pretty cool. Also, Chrissy, who has a blog site, I believe it's Velvet Kitten or something like that. I'm probably going to get that really wrong, but I have them linked in the show notes, so you can check them out that way. But anyway, she has a blog site as well, and I sold her on getting the iRiver, so she went out and ordered one herself. I don't know, Christy, if you're listening, you should just use my Newegg link, because you said that you found one for $89. My Newegg link was one for $79, so you probably would have saved yourself some extra money if you would have done it that way, but not a biggie. I'm not working for Newegg, so I'm not trying to make them business, so go with whoever you want to buy it from. I just believe that Newegg probably had the cheapest price for their IFP 780. And let's see who else. Trevor from Trevor has a blog as well, and Trevor was listening to my show, and we were emailing back and forth talking about the pixel buttons and stuff like that are on my site. He also sent me an awesome picture of it's got to be the largest collection of Mountain Dew cans that I've ever seen in one single spot, so you gotta check out that picture that I posted over the weekend on my blog. That was pretty funny, because I'm a big Mountain Dew addict, but I've never really saved all my cans, and probably if I would have saved them, I would have been able to build a similar sculpture to what Trevor did. I also want to say hello to Joel, who's another commute caster from the No Gag Reflex Bugcast, who's been listening to my show as well. He's pretty local, he's up in Baltimore, so we were talking about trying to collaborate something together since we're commute casters as well, and see what we can get together and just help out in con- contribute to the podcasting community out there. And last but not least, we cannot go another episode of Sharm's Vlog without saying hi to David, a.k.a. Wired Dude, who's always listening in and commenting and emailing me about the show. So I appreciate that, David, and keep up the great work with the show. I just got your voicemail this morning that told me, and I saw your blog post last night when you were at the Apple Store, I guess you were blogging from the Apple Store and letting people know, you couldn't find the lapel mic and stuff like that. So, but you complain that you cheaped out on the shipping option, but you're so lucky to live out in California. I would do anything to live out in California because pretty much every company is out there. So regardless of you could order everything that you ever get off the internet. You could order ground shipping and pay the cheapest price because you'd probably still get it in a day because you're right there. And I know Newegg always ships from California anyways, and not only that, but I'm big into car stuff, so most of the major car parts distributors and stuff like that are out in California anyway. So majority of the time it's like I either gotta wait like 2 weeks to see if I ever order anything big to get it, or I spend tons and tons of money with shipping prices and stuff like that. So that's all my shout outs. Let's see, what does this lady want to do? She better keep moving over. So, those were all my shout-outs. I just wanted to say hi to everyone who's been listening to my show. I know there's so many people out there that listen also that I didn't have a chance to talk to, but I appreciate everyone who listens in and comments on my blog and stay subscribed, tells a friend, whatever. I mean, it's just helping spread the word about the show, and I think it's awesome that I have that many people that are interested in what I have to talk about on my show and stuff like that, so I thought that was pretty cool. Also, I just wanted to put this out to anyone who's blogging out there. I've turned trackbacks on my blog, so if anyone wants to ever refer to something that I'm talking about, you can use a trackback URL, so that way, I can know if you're talking about me, so I can always check out your website, because I'm always curious to see people who are listening to my show, and just curious to see what they think about it, and so on. So if you ever, in the future, if you want to refer to something on my site, check out the trackback URL, so that way I can find out about yours as well. If not, just send me an email. I'm just curious, who's writing, who's listening, stuff like that. So, and it wouldn't hurt to help spread the word about your own blog as well in the process. So, enough with the shout-outs. I just wanted to talk about my weekend, too. I wonder if I can take out one of these earbuds. Yeah, I'm going to take one of the earbuds out so that way I can hear a little bit more and not use both of them. Get kind of weird feeling when I'm listening to the sounds of my car and I've got both earbuds on, so I'm just going to leave one on. But, geez, that thing's squeaky. This guy's brakes. Oh, it's a big old truck. So, this weekend was pretty busy. We were in the process of remodeling the kitchen when we thought we were going to be selling the house, so we needed to modernize some of the appliances and modernize the kitchen in general. We're going to end up staying in the house that we're living in now anyways, but we finally got all of the appliances together and put in. We used to have our regular oven, and then there was an oven right above it, but we replaced the oven with one of those new, it's an electric range that has a flat top stove. It's pretty cool because, it is a flat surface, so you don't have to worry about washing grills or anything like that, but at the same time, it has, like, these red LEDs that pulsate, so that way you know when a burner is turned on, and so on. So, it's a pretty cool stove. And then we, instead of getting another oven to go on top of it, we got a microwave. It's like an over-oven microwave that has built-in exhaust fan, and also has a white underneath of it. And then and all the appliances that we got were black with stainless steel fronts on them, so they look really good. And we also changed the countertops in the kitchen to be a darker, more of a granite looking finish to them. And we also replaced the refrigerator and freezer that were in the kitchen with a stainless steel and black one as well. And it's nice because, I mean, I've always had friends who had the ones with, the built-in, like, ice makers and little filtered water things on the front of the door, but I finally have one, and crushed ice has got to be the best thing in the world. So I'm loving having this new refrigerator. Now, what's this idiot doing that had to cut me off, and then a few minutes down the road, they want to get back over into the right lane? That makes no sense. People, honestly, like, sometimes they're in too much of a rush that they're not even paying attention to where they're going, and then they're, like, moving all over the road because they don't know what lane they're supposed to be in and stuff like that. Anyways, so we finished doing up the kitchen. We also moved the refrigerator that we used to have in the kitchen into the laundry room, which is right outside the kitchen. It's sort of like you come in from the garage and you have, like, the laundry room's right there, and then it goes right into the kitchen as well. It's sort of all connected, like an L-shaped formation, I guess. And so we moved the fridge out there, the old one that we used to have, and we also have, like, a separate freezer that's in the garage, so we have, like, so much food in my house, it's not even funny. I guess most of it's, like, frozen stuff, like all the meats and stuff like that, but we have a ton. Anyone who's ever been in my house can vouch for that one. So, yeah, we are a Costco family. So, yeah, we finished that up, and then we also went in the garage and to try to do some cleaning up and rearranging. We tore apart the old workbench that was in there that came with the house because we never use it, and we just ended up throwing all the tools on top, and then it got cluttered and all unorganized and stuff. So what we did is we tore that out, and we got a shelving system that we installed in there, and Jeff brought home because we got him for Valentine's Day / birthday this huge, like, stainless steel tool chest for work, because he works, he's an auto mechanic, body mechanic. So we got it for his body shop. So he brought home one of his old red ones. It's a little short one on wheels and stuff, but it's got maybe 7 or 8 drawers. So we got, he brought that one home. We were organizing all the tools. We also repainted the walls white inside the garage because they were all scuffed up and scratched and all that good stuff. All that good stuff. I guess scratches and being scuffed up isn't all that good. But, I don't know. This is a really wide truck. I don't want to. Sorry. Sorry for the pause. Didn't mean to. So, oh, is this the pothole lane? Yeah, it is. I need to get one more lane over. Good, good, good. I'm set. Now just sit in traffic and wait to get to the office. So, we redid the garage, and sorry for blowing out the ears. See, I can now hear when I'm talking too loud, and I know when to quiet down before I blow your ears out. I'm also, that reminds me, I'm going to try some more filters and stuff, because I'm going to be in the office the whole day, so I know, even though I said I won't be doing production until later in the afternoons, usually when I get home from work and school and stuff, I think I might have some time in the office since I'll be here the full 8 hours today, so I might have some time to get some post-production done, but I want to try out some new filters because I want to try to add a little bit more depth to my voice, I guess, in the sense that, I don't know, some sort of echo, so it sounds more bassy and stuff, more bass. I don't know if bassy is a word. Adds more bass to it. I'll see what I can do with that. And so I might actually get this up this morning, hopefully. So we'll see about that. Okay, back to what I was talking about. Sorry for changing subjects there. So we cleaned out the garage, added the shelves and stuff. I also got this, like, cordless, rechargeable Dirt Devil that we mounted up on the wall, the charger and stuff. So reorganized all my car cleaning stuff. Geez, I have, like, so much junk that, because I always buy, like, whenever something new comes out, I always get it so I can try it, see how it works and stuff like that. So, you should check out the pictures. If you go into my photo bucket link that's on my website, there should be, actually not photo bucket, go into web shots, and there should be a link that says, like, reorganized garage or something like that. So you can click there and see all the pictures. So, yeah, and then we also talked about future plans for rearranging the bedrooms. I think I've talked about this in the past, about how my grandparents lived in the house with us originally, and they have the master bedroom on them. It's a 2-floor Rambler, and they have the main bedroom on the upper level, and I have the bedroom next to theirs. I won't get into I will. And my parents have, and my sister used to have the bedrooms in the basement. As soon as my grandparents moved out, though, they moved out shortly, I don't know. The old people are hard to explain, because we had to move out of our townhouse that we were fine in before to move into a bigger house, because they wanted to move in with us, and 6 months later they move out and end up going into a assisted living home, which we told them to move into originally, and, yeah, make a long story short. I'm getting stuck behind the metro the whole entire time, aren't I? I wonder if I should. No, I won't be able to get around it. So, but anyways, so as soon as they moved out, my sister moved into the master bedroom upstairs. And basically, the order of shifting around the rooms is I need to move my room downstairs in the basement to the one that my parents are in. Do we have to stop here? We have to stop people. That's a school bus. I hate when people do this. Okay, God, so many interruptions while I'm driving. This is another one of those situations where there's a school bus on the other side of the road and there's no median, and when the school bus stops, you're supposed to stop, and, like, the whole row of cars in front of me just kept on going, despite the fact that that stop sign was had already popped out. People are so careless. This is why... whatever. This is what bugs me. Anyways, I'm ranting too much, and I'm not going to get through everything I wanted to talk about. Definitely not, because I'm almost in the office and I'm already running a tiny few minutes late, so I need to get on in there when I get in. But anyways, what I was going to say is that, so we need to shift it around. I need to go move my room downstairs where my parents are. My parents need to move themselves into where my sister is, and my sister needs to move herself into where I am. So it's going to be an insane move, and in the process we've got to do a lot of repainting, recarpeting, all that good fun stuff. So it's going to be a busy couple of weekends coming up. So that's basically what it boils down to. I had it on my show notes. I was going to talk about how spring break sucks because I'm in work all week and I've got like four essays that I have to get done. But I think I've ranted on that enough, so I won't turn that into anything bigger. And I'm not going to talk about Doppler. I originally wanted to talk about Doppler radio beta testing that I'm doing right now, but I'll save that for tomorrow's show. The only thing I wanted to leave you with is my 19th birthday is coming up on March 28th, and I have no ideas of what I want to do for my birthday. I mean, I'm not talking about gift-wise, but I'm talking about, like, getting together with friends, party, anything like that. So if anyone has any suggestions that they want to offer to me, feel free to send me an email or comment on this post so I can come up with something to do. All right? Thanks for listening, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Later.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit SharamAmiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.
Hey, Sharam, it's Wired Dude. Dave, just wanted to say I enjoyed your podcast on the Eye River, and I went ahead and ordered one myself. And I also got the Griffin lapel mic. I didn't get the Eye mic yet, but let's just see how the Eye River and the Griffin mic work out. And I probably won't get it till the end of the week, but I'm really excited, and I just put the orders in today after I heard your podcast doing the Eye River, and hopefully, if things work out, I will not be using a computer anymore for my podcast either. And if I may actually do a podcast or two on my way to work in the morning, or maybe during my commute home, because I really enjoy yours on my way to work, so it's usually on my way home that I might have time to do one when I'm not listening to yours. Anyways, keep up the good work, and I'll be listening to yours tomorrow or Tuesday, depending on when you upload it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Sean, this is Dave McDowell from the Raised Eyebrow and the Reformed Coffee Shop, and I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoy your show. It's kind of a really cool show that I get to listen to every day, and, you're a good podcaster. You have a great voice, and I like listening to your ramblings, and I really like listening to your road rage. So, anyway, just wanted to give you a shout-out and let you know I enjoy the show. And I will maybe shout-out you later. I'll keep listening, too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Sean, this is Joop. Just followed my gum. Hey, man, this is Joel Benz from NoGagReflex.com from the Bugcast. Wanted to let you know that I've been listening to your show. I think it's awesome. I'm another commuter. I record the Bugcast while driving my 2001 new Beetle to and from Baltimore and Newark, Delaware. I think your show is great. You know, we're kind of on the same wavelength. I think we've definitely got to do something together. And in response to your question about mobile recording technology, I went ahead and covered my podcasting setup on tonight's Bugcast. So you can go over to bugcast.nogagreflex.com and give that a listen. I'm doing everything except for encoding the MP3 and uploading it on my handy dandy Palm One Trio 650. So, since you're in Northern Virginia and I live in Baltimore, we should get together, have a beer sometime, hang out. Love to do something with you. And all the rest of you commuters out there, you know, let's do something. You know, let's have a big, gigantic podcast carpool or something. So thanks a lot. And this is Joel from the No Gag Reflex Bugcast. Listeners Wanted.